There are 4 WebSocket endpoints in production right now.
3 of them are the same feature.
3 of them are the same feature, built 3 times, and 2 of those 3 are on their way out. That's the part I want to argue about.
Then let's do the 4th first and get it out of the way, because people conflate it constantly.
Go on.
There's a service called WebSocket Server on /stream, and it has nothing to do with any of this. It streams Solana pool data. Candles, swaps, prices, a pool graduating. That's the trading side of the product. It isn't pushing you transfers, and it never was.
Agreed. Different question entirely. So the actual question is the other 3.
The actual question is, I care about some addresses, I have a browser open, push me the transfers as they happen. That's it. That's the feature. And we have built it 3 times.
And I'd argue each one was right when it was built.
I'd argue the first one told you exactly what was wrong, and we took 2 more goes to hear it.
Start with what it was, then.
The first one lives inside the API. Not a separate service, the same process serving your page loads. You create a session, you attach your filters to it, and then you open a socket to /WS/transfers.
And the matching?
The matching isn't there at all. That's the thing. The API doesn't look at any chain data. The alerter does the matching, the same 14 watchers doing your Telegram alerts. And when a transfer matches your session's filter, it writes a row into a table. And then the API polls that table.
Polls.
Polls, on a loop, reads the unsent rows, pushes them down whichever socket they belong to, deletes them.
And you say that like it's an embarrassment. It's a completely reasonable first version. You already have a process that knows how to match things against user filters at scale. Why would you build a second one?
I wouldn't. That bit was right.
You have an API pod that already holds the connection. Why stand up a service?
Because of what happens next, which is that the socket is now inside the thing that serves your page loads. A slow poll is a slow page. A memory problem in the feed is a memory problem in the API. And you can't scale them separately because they're the same pod.
That's fair. That's what version 2 fixed.
That's what version 2 fixed, and nothing else.
That's not nothing. It moved out into its own service, so the blast radius stopped being the API. You create a stream instead of a session, the alerter writes into a different table keyed by stream, and that service reads it.
Same shape. The alerter matches, writes a row per match per connection, and a reader picks it up. Version 2 is version 1 in a different pod.
Which is a real improvement, and I'll defend it.
I'm not saying it isn't. I'm saying the thing that actually costs you was never the pod boundary. It's the row.
All right, make the case.
Count the writes. A transfer matches. If 40 people have a filter that matches it, that's 40 rows. Not 40 sends, 40 inserts into a database that then have to be read back out and deleted. You've turned a fan out into write amplification, and it lands on the user database, which is the one place in the system you least want a hot write path.
You've also turned it into something that survives.
Survives what?
A restart. The pod goes down mid-deploy, the rows are still there, the next pod picks them up, and your feed carries on. Your reconnect gets its backlog. That's not nothing either, and it's the thing you're about to throw away.
I'd say it half survives, and I'd point at your own documentation. The mailbox is described as an ephemeral retry buffer, not a durable replay log. It's partitioned in 5-minute windows, and it ages out. If you're gone for 10 minutes, it isn't waiting for you.
It's waiting for you for the case it was built for, which is a wobble, not an outage.
Then say that's what it is. My objection is that we're paying the full price of a durable store and getting a buffer.
Fine, concede that. What's version 3?
Version 3 has no table.
At all?
At all. The service reads the transfer queue directly, the same enriched queue the alerter reads, the same one that feeds search. It tails it itself, per pod, and keeps a window of recent transfers in its own memory. When you attach, it matches your filter in process and pushes.
So it does its own matching.
It does its own matching. That's the whole change. The alerter stops being involved.
Then you've built the second matcher you told me you wouldn't build.
I have, and that's the honest cost. Two pieces of code that decide whether a transfer matches a filter.
Which is exactly how you get a feed and an alert disagreeing about the same transfer, and that is a support ticket nobody can ever reproduce.
It's a real risk. I'd point out it was measured rather than argued about.
The shadow run.
The shadow run. The engine side matcher ran in production across 14 chains for 10 days, and for every stream and every transfer, its decision was compared against what the mailbox would have done. No divergence. No coverage loss.
And then it was abandoned.
And then it was abandoned.
Which is the bit I keep coming back to. You have evidence in hand that the new thing agrees with the old thing, and the change gets dropped anyway.
That cutover got dropped. It was a different design. Put the matcher inside version 2 and keep everything else. What shipped instead was a clean service.
So the evidence was for a thing nobody built.
The evidence was that in-process matching agrees with mailbox matching. That result travels. The vehicle changed.
I'll take that narrowly. Tell me what the third one actually buys in a sentence.
No shared state between pods. Nobody's connection position is written down anywhere, which means a rolling deploy needs no handoff and scaling out needs no lease. You just add a pod and it starts tailing.
And loses everyone attached to the one you drained.
They reconnect, and the window is already in memory on the new pod, so they get the replay from there rather than from a table.
That's a good answer. That's the first thing you've said that I don't have a counter for.
It's the whole design. The window isn't a cache in front of the durable thing. The window is the thing.
Then my objection moves. It's not about correctness anymore. It's about what happens when you're wrong. With a table, I can look at the table. I can count what's waiting. I can see the backlog growing.
That's true.
With a ring in a pod's memory, what do I look at?
The pod, which is worse, and I'll concede it plainly. You've traded something you could query for something you have to instrument.
And we've just had a month where the thing that broke was the watching, not the delivering.
That's a fair hit.
So what happens to the alerter in all this?
It gets smaller, and that's the part I like most. Right now, the watchers write three things in one transaction: the durable notification, the version 1 mailbox, the version 2 mailbox. Two of those three exist only to feed sockets.
And under version 3?
They go away. The watchers go back to doing one thing, deciding who gets told and writing it down once.
There's a column in there for you as well.
There is. Every version 2 mailbox row carries a sequence number that was stamped specifically for the cutover that got abandoned. It has never been read by anything. It's still being written today.
Which is the honest summary of where this stands. Three implementations, one dead-end column, and a shadow test whose result outlived the thing it was testing.
And a service on slash real-time that most people can't reach yet, because it's behind a feature flag and an entitlement.
So it isn't finished.
It isn't finished. I think it's right. You think the table was worth keeping.
I think the table bought something real, and I want to know what replaces it before the last one gets switched off. That's not the same as wanting it kept.
No, that's a reasonable place to stop.
Give me the shape of it then, and I'll stop arguing.
One question, push me the transfers I care about, answered three times. First inside the API, matching done by the alerter and delivered by polling a table. Then in its own service, matching still done by the alerter, still a table. Now in its own service that reads the transfer queue itself, matches in its own memory, and writes nothing down at all. And separately on its own path, a Solana pool feed that was never part of this argument.